In the 21st century, scientific research is changing our boundaries on a day-to-day basis. And when it comes to research into sight loss, there seems to be constant strides forward. But let's not forget, research can be a very long-term thing, sometimes even decades of research before medicines or practices can make clinical trials. Well, Fight for Sight is a charity in the UK which helps fund sight loss research. And we're going to hear from Chief Executive Michelle Acton to hear about one of those particular grants. It's all around glaucoma, perhaps a sight condition you've heard of. Michelle, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Michelle, tell us first of all, Fight for Sight, is that purely the charity's work? You raise money and you then distribute that money for research?
Yes, that's right. We're very grateful to everybody who supports us, who gives us funds. And what we want to do is to make sure that those funds are spent on the best possible research to ensure that we can find ways of stopping people losing their sight.
You make awards each year, and you know, we're talking substantial amounts of money here.
Yes, that's right. We award between £3 and £4 million a year on excellent quality research projects which aim to try and address sight loss in a whole range of different eye diseases and conditions.
How do you actually assess the application? Is it quite a complex process?
It is a complex process. What we do is we put calls out to researchers for particular things that we want researched. And so researchers submit applications, and these are researchers who are based at universities and hospitals. They submit applications to us where they put forward a research proposal, and we then assess, using expert input, the quality of that proposal. So what this means is that actually all the grants that we make have been through a selection process. It's competitive. And what this does is ensure that actually we are funding really excellent quality research that we think can make a real difference.
Now, this award is around glaucoma. Tell me about the condition itself. What kind of effect does that have on an individual?
Yeah, well, glaucoma is actually a name for a group of eye conditions. But what's common to these is that the optic nerve, which is the nerve that connects the eye to the brain, that gets damaged and therefore vision deteriorates. It can affect both eyes, but one eye might be affected more than the other. And sight loss normally happens gradually over time, although there is a form of glaucoma that can happen very rapidly. But in terms of the impact that it has on sight, some people say that it's like having tunnel vision, but many others report that actually the sight loss is very, very patchy. The thing about glaucoma is that once vision has been lost, we can't currently restore it. But actually, if you do get treatment early, you can prevent sight loss from glaucoma. And that's why we do encourage everybody to have regular eye tests, because glaucoma can happen without you knowing it. You can start to begin to lose your sight without knowing it, but eye tests can pick that up, and it's absolutely vital that people do have regular eye tests.
We're going to be chatting with Professor Colin Willoughby from Ulster University shortly about his work, which is a recipient of a Fight for Sight grant. But does Fight for Sight then fund other glaucoma research projects?
Yes, we do. Glaucoma is a crucial area for us. We don't really understand totally what causes glaucoma. We know that there is a genetic component, but that doesn't totally explain what causes glaucoma. So we're funding a wide range of different projects across the UK, looking at trying to understand what does cause glaucoma, and therefore trying to be able to develop new and better treatments to stop glaucoma progressing.
And from Ulster University, we have with us Professor Colin Willoughby. Professor, perhaps you could just explain a little bit about the clinical side of glaucoma.
There are different forms of glaucoma. The two main types are open angle or closed angle. Open angle is the more common type of glaucoma, and it's probably the glaucoma that your listeners are more familiar with. This is the glaucoma that we screen for in people over the age of 40. It tends to be a chronic insidious disease. My research is focused on open angle glaucoma. We don't really understand what causes open-angle glaucoma per se, but we know certain risk factors that we can see in patients that we can use to try and understand why the disease occurs.
So what does glaucoma actually do within the eye? Why does it cause this problem?
The basic problem in glaucoma is a progressive degeneration in the optic nerve in the eye, which leads to visual field defects in the periphery, which progress and then with our treatment ultimately can lead to visual loss or blindness. So we don't actually know the exact causes of that degeneration in the optic nerve, but we know a number of things that are risk factors to develop it. So raised pressure within the eye, and that's something that's screened for it by optometrists with the pressure check that people have. Other risks relate to blood pressure, age, and also there is an association with family history. So the Rotterdam Eye Study showed that you had about a 20 to 25% increased risk. Some of these factors we understand, but others we don't.
Is this an inherited condition?
The studies for open-angle glaucoma show that there is a risk factor in terms of family history of the disease. And also, if you look at twin studies, there's a large degree of concordance if you look at identical twins. So there is a strong genetic component. In terms of genetics, we talk about like sort of one gene, one disease. As we get older, diseases manifest due to the interaction of many genetic changes and the environment. So in sort of age-related open-angle glaucoma, the genetic factors are harder to find and are more likely to be multiple and of small effect. There's a gene called myosin, which is strongly linked with the disease.
Is it something which is easy to pick up in an eye test? I know you mentioned the pressure check, but can it be caught quite early?
Early screening or screening at the right age, so over the age of 40, particularly if you have a family history, can detect the signs of the condition. It's detected on the basis of the eye pressure, which is the air puff test that people are probably familiar with. And it's also detected with the appearance of the optic nerve head and a visual field test. So screening is very important here. An early diagnosis and appropriate treatment, then that can prevent future visual loss.
So tell me about your research. What are you hoping to find?
It involves a large clinical trial cohort of patients called the Treatment of Advanced Glaucoma Study. Over 20 centres in England, Scotland and Northern Ireland, and it's a trial investigating the best treatment for people who present with advanced glaucoma. So should that be a medical treatment or should it be a surgical treatment? So as part of that study, it gives us an opportunity to collect DNA samples from a large cohort of patients with advanced glaucoma and use that DNA for future studies into the genetics of the disease. The idea behind using this cohort is that we feel, or there is evidence, that if you have an extreme clinical feature of a disease, either by early onset or by severity, the population is more likely to be enriched in terms of a genetic cause. So the funding is to collect DNA samples from all of these patients or offer them the opportunity to have that done. Look for future funding to investigate the genetic basis of primary open-angle glaucoma.
You mentioned earlier ethnicity. Does that have an impact on glaucoma? Are there certain groups who are more prone to this than others?
Our study isn't specifically designed to investigate that per se, but the data that we hope to generate in the future may give some indication about the genetic basis and the role of genetics and ethnicity in glaucoma. But certainly if you look at primary open-angle glaucoma, the prevalence of the disease is much more common in patients who are Black or Afro-Caribbean. For closed-angle glaucoma, which is not the basis of this study, it's much more common in people of Asian ethnicity.
This research has received funding from Fight for Sight, which is an independent charity. How important is it for organisations like this when it comes to individuals like yourself or groups being able to carry out this vital research?
I mean, in my career, funding from Fight for Sight and also from the International Glaucoma Association has been critical in developing studies and developing a portfolio of research. So without this sort of grassroots funding, which, you know, a lot of universities rely on in the competitive environment that we are economically, without their support and their continued support, we wouldn't really be able to, I think, form the bedrock of future studies. So this funding, although relatively small in terms of university funding, allows us to collect a vital resource and build a foundation to generate larger grant funding to hopefully lead to further studies.
Michelle, if people would like to learn more about the work of Fight for Sight or get involved in fundraising, what's the best way to do that?
Through the Fight for Sight website, which is fightforsight.org.uk. You can find out more on Twitter and on Facebook. Just search for Fight for Sight UK. Or you can telephone the charity on 0207 264 3900 and request information.
Michelle Acton and Professor Colin Willoughby, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.